Hello, we are studying Rabash's article, Love of Friends, Love of Friends 2. It's in Rabash Essays, page 21. You're invited to enter our website and download it from there. And you can also send questions there. Selected questions about the topics discussed in the lesson will be asked here. So again, we're reading from Rabash Essays, page 21, Love of Friends 2.
Throughout the thousands of years of the existence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, almost 6,000 minus 200, we see that the Kabbalists kept writing more and more essays on the structure of the worlds and mostly about the adaptation between this world as much as possible by through root and branch to the spiritual world. And about spiritual work, they wrote in a very closed, modest way. Of course, you could say that they write about man's work in this world in many places, because he needs to change, he needs to alter his nature, he needs to come to resemble divinity. But even though the entire Talmud Bavli and the writings and the Psalms and everything, the entire Tanakh, the Testament and so on, they all speak about one's work, the work of man. But who understands it? Who can receive any simple, loyal guidance from it? Confident guidance, according to which he can advance and at least understand what he needs to do and how to continue. A man or a group. It's only from the Baal Shem Tov, as Baal Sulam writes, when we received from the Ari a complete system explaining the worlds and the souls, and also not in a very simple and accessible way. And Baal Sulam complemented it with the study of the Ten Sefirot, which is also difficult for us to understand, because that's the path, I suppose. Spirituality is very difficult until it manifests or is expressed in a corporeal language, if even possible. But in our spiritual work, we see that Baal Shem Tov didn't write anything. He is the actual founder of the service of God, the work of God, to the masses, because as the Ri writes, and his student Malchu writes, that from the time of the Ri onwards begins the time of the Messiah, son of Joseph, which is the Ri, and Mashiach, son of David. There begins the final period of the final correction. And Baal Shem Tov, in that way, began to operate. And he explained to everyone and traveled from place to place. And he also had very strong opponents. But he succeeded, and it was a very special time, very special period. And he began the disclosure of the work of God both to the individual and to the many. And as Baal Sulam writes, over the time that the teachings of Baal Shem Tov was used, and the Hasidic movement flourished and reached its zenith, then everything sort of closed down. And it was renewed only by the work of Baal Sulam, through the writings of the Ari and the work of the Baal Shem Tov, which was reinvented or renovated by the Rabash, you could say, who in his articles, in a very systematic, consistent manner, with cause and effect and so on, step by step, he interpreted the entire inner work of man. As he enters a group, integrates with others, connects with them, loses himself there, and acquiring, instead of his own individual egoistic desire, the will and desire of the society. And in that manner he integrates into it, is incorporated there, and then instead of his self, in that desire which he acquired, he begins to discover the quality of bestowal. And the upper power of bestowal in reality, which is called the Creator. And therefore we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, the structure of the worlds, according to Baal HaSulam, in order to draw the reforming light. But this light can appear upon us only on the condition that we're well organized in a group. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And therefore, today we want to go over this article, The Love of Friends, page 21 in the writings of Rabash. Let's see what he recommends we do in order to fulfill the purpose of our lives.
Love of friends too. Love thy friend as thyself. Rabbi Akiva says it is a great rule, in Hebrew also collective, in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it. Meaning it is taken for granted that we will come to the particulars effortlessly without having to work for it. There's nothing else we need to do.
Meaning this rule, love thy friend as thyself, covers everything that one must do. Because in it, everything is revealed and discovered. Don't run after this and that, I lack this, I miss that. You lack nothing other than this goal that you have to reach. Love thy friend as thyself. There, in it, you discover the upper world, the creator, the connection with it, the upper system, everything. Through this rule. Go on, please.
However, we see that the Torah tells us, what does the Lord seek of you? To fear me. Thus, the primary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all the Torah and mitzvot are included in it. Even the commandment, love thy friend as thyself.
There is something which comes before, which is more important than love thy friend as thyself, which is fear or reverence. What is it?
Yet according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite, meaning fear is contained in the rule of love thy friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They refer to the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Lord said, the whole world was not created but for this. However, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule, love thy friend.
Meaning, we have this contradiction between Rabbi Akiva and the sages. They say that fear is most important, first of all, and he said that love thy friend as thyself includes everything.
Nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is the most important. They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one. The righteous shall live by his faith.
Meaning that there is one principle, faith, and if a person stands on that, it covers everything for him.
The Maharsha interprets, the thing that is most conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it turns out that both fear and love thy friend are contained in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. 1. What is faith? 2. What is fear? 3. What is love thy friend as thyself?
Meaning, the question is, can we, by our intellects, discern between them and determine which is more important or less? That's a question to put off to one side, but nevertheless, we have to sort it out.
The most important thing is to always remember the purpose of creation, which is known to be to do good to his creations. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above matters, faith, fear, and love thy friend? It means that they need only qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. Now, we must understand for what these three above-mentioned things qualify us. Faith, confidence included, gives us a preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to his creations. We must also believe with certainty that we can promise ourselves that we, too, can reach that goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for unique individuals. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all the created beings, without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the created beings. Examine the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 21, where it quotes Midrash Rabbah, portion, "This is the blessing." The Creator said unto Israel, "Regard, the whole wisdom and the whole of the Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and does the words of Torah, the entire wisdom and the whole of the Torah are in his heart." So far his words. Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that one can reach the goal and not despair midway and flee the campaign. Rather, one should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like himself. It means that the Creator will bring him closer to him and he will be able to attain adhesion with him.
So meanwhile, what can we say? Which is more important? Of course, faith is important, as he says here, to believe that the Creator can help everyone and has a plan for everyone. And when the time comes, each one will receive what's necessary according to one's exertion, but nevertheless, in respect to each and every individual, there is a plan, and this plan is being executed, and it all depends on the purification of the vessels. And confidence, certainly, we need in order not to let go of our work in the middle of because it is entirely against our egoistic will, which is what we need to change, to correct. And then,
yet to acquire faith, fear must come first. As it is related in the introduction of the book of Zohar, fear is the commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in Him. According to the awakening of one's fear in His guidance, so one believes in His guidance. It ends there. The fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his Maker. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that fear will concern one's own benefit. It follows that the gate to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. To acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, one must first have a desire and yearning to bestow. Afterwards, one can say that there is room for the fear that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete, and he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for self is faulty? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love, which came to him by hearing of it from friends and books, this is a very small force which does not always shine for one, so that he will constantly be able to appreciate it and use it, and say that this is the rule for all the mitzvot in the Torah. Thus, there is only one counsel. If several individuals come together with the desire to abandon self-love, who have this small force, but without the sufficient force and importance for bestowal to become independent, without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then, by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he now has come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think, as much as possible, only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary. And this came to him through love of friends. Then we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he might not be able to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And this is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling the Shekhinah, divinity, as it is explained in several places. We thus find that there are three rules before us. The first rule is that of Rabbi Akiva, being love thy friend as thyself. Prior to that, there is nothing that provides a person with the fuel enabling him to modify his situation even a bit, as this is the only way to exit self-love towards love of people, of others, and to feel that self-love is a bad thing. Then we come to the second rule, which is the fear. Without fear, there is no room for faith, as Baal HaSulam says. Finally, we come to the third rule, which is faith. And after all the above mentioned three rules have been acquired, one comes to sense the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations.
A few questions, perhaps, and then we'll go to start a workshop. Please, if there is anything to ask. No questions. Good. Then, how can we approach love, the love of friends, the love of others, through the condition which Rabbi Akiva stipulates that love thy friend is the greatest rule of the Torah? How can we approach that without fear, without faith, without anything, but just primarily and first of all that? How do we reach that? Is it possible to achieve it without fear and faith? Please. Start talking. It'll become clear as you go.
Rabash explains to us that this is the entry. That is the entry. We gather and try to find this place, this quality of love of others. And there already we see the components that each one of them is also great.
Well, let's say that we have these three stages, love thy friend, faith and fear. But out of the three, love of friends is perhaps the only thing that a person can grasp in the beginning. In practice, he has some grasp on it, because faith and fear are terms which also get confusing over time and also very abstract, very intangible. But to begin with love of friends and working in the group, start caring for other people, that's something a person can do immediately. And then, fear and faith begin to develop. But this is the first stage we can begin with.
Yes, there is such a thing called faith in the sages, who say that a person has free choice, which is the choice of the environment, and this is the opening to enter the spiritual path. There we begin to work, and also with a form without a heart, and gradually we acquire the wisdom.
It seems that for there to be some basis for working with forces like yirah, fear, and love of friends, bestowal to the Creator, there needs to be a tent, some kind of spiritual formation, because without that, we can't even begin to go into the writings of the Kabbalist. We read it like some book, like some technical guide. But if we want to actually implement it, there has to be connection, first of all, and then the application.
Yes, this question or this discussion exists until now, nowadays. Apparently, well, how do we reach it without any condition to directly approach it, love thy friend as thyself? I guess it doesn't depend on a person. It depends on how much he's willing to reset everything that he knew thus far and to simply go on the path that they recommend that he will go. There's nothing else.
Yes, the catch here is that we're the will to receive, and we say that we want to come out of the will to receive. How can it be? We want a different form of the will to receive, not something else, because that's our form, that's our substance. And so, first of all, we have to develop the desire to come out towards bestowal, because that's the first thing. We are the desire. We don't have that desire, or each one has a little bit of that, which is unclear, unclarified. And so we need to help each other to at least want to come out towards bestowal, something else, a new program.
Rav, if first of all we develop love of friends, what fear and what faith do we get out of it? Well, first of all, fear. What fear emerges out of love of friends? Let's say we acquire this quality on a minimal scale, that we have some exit towards each other, that we need one kli, we need to reach a single goal in which a single creator should be revealed to everyone, etc. Let's say that we have some small sensation of that. What kind of fear emerges? What is the kind of fear that is required from that state? Please.
If we reach a condition of love of others, love of friends between us, then it's certain that we have to feel the fear to the extent that we're in bestowal and love, to see how real it is. If I'm here in self-love, I see how much of an encumbrance it is. Here is where I check for the limit. Do I love truly?
Yes, the fear that what I'm doing is wrong, that the actions are insufficient, that I'm not really doing this action that truly brings contentment to the Creator, contentment to the friends. This fear that any action that I do doesn't really have the right intention, the force behind it that should be there.
Yes. If the love of friends is already present, then whether you like it or not, you examine the greatness of the friends according to your own lowliness. And like an elephant in a china shop, you make sure not to do any harm, and you measure to see how distant from you the quality of bestowal and love is.
Apparently, it's the fear of one who bestows, like the fear of a parent towards his children, that he's in absolute concern for them. He wants to make sure he's giving them everything, that they have everything. Similarly, with respect to the friends and with respect to giving contentment to the Creator.
Yes, when you enter some sentimental connection with something, you begin not only to be happy, but also fear that connection may disappear or change. Maybe suddenly it won't be as good as it is now. So you begin to be a bit more involved with something that's outside of you. It begins to shake you.
At large, all of our interaction is built on the work in the ten. So I guess fear should also be based on some kind of element that you commit to, or you pledge to something for the ten, and you put a, you're putting a foot on the oxygen pipe, and I don't know, you have to relate to the friends like children or whatever it is, but something that is related to this connotation, because with respect to myself, I can lie. It has to be with respect to the ten.
And exactly that is the reason that fear is corresponding to the, or related to the friends or the creator. It doesn't matter. It's something outside of me. So we made an effort to come out of self-love. We haven't done it yet, but we've built up a desire to do it. And now we have to fear that that desire may disappear. We don't want to return to this world. We want to strengthen that desire. We want to reach love. It's not that love thy friend is truly achieved only after fear and faith. In the end, you have actual love of friends. So we should be afraid not to lose everything we've managed to attain thus far and not being able to do good to one another.
Rav, questions? There are no questions. That's nice. Only Tzvika, as usual.
No, just, yes, why is there fear before love? What is fear?
Ah, this is what I asked.
Yeah, we don't know, I'm asking.
If, first of all, there is love of friends and then fear, that when engaging in love of friends, we flow in the direction of fear. That's how it comes out. Then what is the fear about? Do I have love of friends or not? Am I in it enough or not? It is all in that same concept.
Is it possible to achieve love without this station on the way called fear?
No, but in love you have a lot of love of friends and the love of the Lord and also fear and also faith. These are components that support one another, and they come all the way from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder on each and every degree, because this is the essence of all of the degrees.
So, according to my understanding, it means that there are very technical phases here. It's not related to our work. It's a technical stage you have to go through, fear, as you say.
What do you mean a technical stage? Without your work? Well, if he writes, love your friend as yourself, I have to work on it. It's not that I attain it from today to tomorrow. I attain it at the end of the letter, because there the love of people and the love of the Creator join as one. But to work on it, to begin, I have to begin with that. This is why the Creator brings me to a group and he says, take that. And then I have to.
So, meaning there's a stage before fear? What comes before fear? What do you need to do in order to reach that fear? To achieve it? And the fear, I understand, is...
The stage before fear is to make efforts in connection between the friends and to see how much you're not capable of it, even though you very much want it. And it's not that you want it, but it says, and you try. And it's not that you have any desire for it. You have no desire for it. But you know that without that, you won't reach the goal. You do want the goal, because the Creator turned on this spark, the point in the heart in you. And then you are miserable. You are connected with your spark to the end of the ladder. You are still not even on the bottom of the ladder. And then you are in this split, a great split. So you begin somehow with love of friends, connection with them. You don't want it. What for? Why? But let's say that bit by bit, by the general influence, and it takes a lot of time, we nevertheless build such a society that understands that attaining the goal, well, we have no choice, and we can do it only through connection between us. As much as it is hated, as much as it is subconsciously, we truly, we don't want to accept it. We don't want to have it under no circumstances. However, we perform actions. The actions bring the light that reforms. Even though I don't want it, The light shines for me from afar. And yes, gradually I begin to agree that it would be good if it was this way, but I'm still not capable of it. My nature is not that. When the friends connect between them, they sit together and they understand that they are lost, right? They are in exile. And Pharaoh is ruling them. And they cannot get out of him, run away from him. Then they begin to cry out, and the people of Israel side from the work. And as a result of that, gradually, bit by bit, they come closer to the pulling force that awakens between them, gradually draws them towards coming out. They begin to realize that crying out to the Creator together is their only hope. And that's the only thing that might help. And they begin. This is group work. Good. It's nice out of pressure, out of helplessness. However, by discovering that at least there is a possible result here, a possible breakthrough, and this advances them. But there's also fear here. Fear begins. What does that mean? Can we truly or can't we reach connection between us, and out of the connection between us, will we be able or not to, what, bring contentment to the Creator? The Creator is not felt yet. Who is He? What is He? I don't have a feeling of Him. He doesn't let me feel Him even a little bit so that I can say that I want to do something for you or I don't want to do something for you. It is something that does not exist in any of my senses. And therefore, it's very difficult. However, bit by bit, through love of friends, when we talk between us, out of the connection between us, truly in the center of the connection between us, we begin to get some attitude, some relation to something called Creator. We begin to generate, to establish, to build this concept called Creator inside the connection between us, only there. The Creator does not exist outside the center of our circle. He does not exist at all. Yes?
There's one question he writes here. Perhaps you can answer. We see that the Torah says that the Lord asks you only to fear Him. What, should I fear Him? What should I fear?
Fear means that if I reach in my work, do I reach to bestow to Him as I bestow to the friends? So it is from the love of people to the love of the Creator. How do I reach that? That I will also think about, can I truly bestow to Him? Because to bestow to the friends, it is a lot easier phase than bestowing to the Creator. It seems to us that bestowing to Him is easier. Well, it's the Creator. Nevertheless, my will to receive is afraid, it surrenders, but that's not true. Bestowing to the Creator is very, very difficult. We don't understand how to reach that. It seems to us that we would bestow to Him, we could bestow to Him, but if you don't reach bestow to people, to everyone, that they are all for you, your kli, then only inside this kli you discover their root, their father, who, through love to them as towards his children, you actually bestow to him. That's it? Questions? Oh, Rehovot. Nice. Rehovot. See how many people are there.
Erev Tov.
Erev Tov.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a question that I wrote before, and you answered it already, but it will be an honor for me to hear it again from you. The question is, when one serves the group physically, in a physical sense, how can he aim at bestowal when engaged in the actual action? How can he not fall into the will to receive?
This means, how does he not detach from the intention that he is doing it for the sake of the friends, and not that he gets some personal connection with the Creator through that, and he's mostly thinking about that, right?
No, the thing is, you know, we have the desire to please, not necessarily to bestow, but I'm getting something out of it. How do I emerge from that desire to receive to myself, that self-love?
I recommend not to think about it. You can't get out of your will to enjoy whatever you're doing. There is no such thing. Don't think that you want to cancel the reward. If you cancel the reward, you won't have the strength to do the work. Our desire truly helps us to carry out actions, and these actions bring us to the reforming light, and through the reforming light, we already change our intention from towards ourselves to towards the friends and through them to the Creator. And it is only through the reforming light. If you will cancel your self-interest, you won't have the power to do anything. You need to agree with the nature that the Creator has created in us, and that we have to use this nature in whatever there is in it, in a realistic, concrete manner. This is what I am. This is my ego. I certainly want things for myself. I don't care about the whole world. I don't even care about the Creator. Nothing is important to me. All that is important to me is myself. I will rule. I'm the king. Who is the Lord that I should listen to him? That is me. Now, how do we reach the opposite of that? Well, for that, we have to go there gradually, but it's not that we immediately cancel our nature. You can't do that. You can't. The Creator created everything on purpose. Without the 7 years of satiation, when you enjoy your will to receive, when you advance, you build a society, you take part in it and everything, and you have a place, you have some order, you have plans for how do you keep your lives, etc. It's not simple. It's not simple. It takes years, many years, until the group enters this groove and it's ready for it. And I wish all the more so if we will advance through our ego towards connection. We do want to succeed and profit and attain. We want to attain the Creator. We want to own Him so that He will help us and serve us. And everything is in the will to receive. This is how we grow. And our ego grows. This is Pharaoh who is in the 7 years of satiation, the good Pharaoh. And later, by itself, through the reforming light that nevertheless works, because we are working in a group, in connection, in the study and in dissemination. So bit by bit, we discover that indeed, working for ourselves, by that we won't attain the goal. We won't attain the goal. It's good for us in this world. We study and everyone has this dream that we will reach the next world. However, it is all a lie. And then we begin to see that our ego is the wicked. And this is called the 7 years of satiation are replaced by 7 years of hunger. But this occurs by itself. To begin with, we don't become so wise that we immediately cancel our will to receive. It is help made against one. It, for the time being, works seemingly against the Creator, but it is actually help, assistance. It brings us to Him. We need to respect our nature. There is nothing we can do about it. And we have to look realistically at what's happening and where we are. We together, all in all of us, the world Kli, are actually in a state which is not bad. We are advancing with such a quantity of people who are from all kinds of places and maybe all kinds of methods and cultures, etc. When they all connect, then all in all, the atmosphere is very good. It is weak, but the direction, the understanding, the fundamental understanding is correct.
Thank you.
Köln.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
Hallo, Freundin. Hallo, Raf. Wir haben eine Frage. Wie können wir gehen von einer persönlichen Furcht zu einer gemeinsamen Furcht? Okay. I will try that in English. How can we go for a...
Let him translate. You can say in German.
He asked how to transition from the fear for myself to the fear for the group.
How to switch from fear for myself to fear for the group. This comes again, as I said, through the reforming light. And it takes maybe 10 years or even more until I... First of all, it takes many years while I listen, and then I begin to actually implement it. People come, they sit, they listen, they go home. They come to the meal, they come to anything. They come, but to actually take part... Well, only so far. The egoistic desire doesn't allow it. Then, later on, out of lack of choice, they begin to participate bit by bit. They have all kinds of bright ideas, kind of insights. They study many things. They begin to tie things together logically through their intellect. Later on, they see that there is no choice. Apparently, I'm here on the condition that I am facing the wall. If I will not go for it, then I might as well go back. Go back where? For the time being, I have nowhere to go back to. Even the world nowadays is feeling itself that it's entering some great total crisis. So what do? We begin a bit more to listen, to come closer, to agree to speak in the ten, to agree to awaken each other more and more, a few more actions, until the heart starts responding out of lack of choice. And this is also called fear. Why fear? I'm not going to reach anything. I'm thinking about myself for the time being. All of these stages work together. Fear, faith in the sages, they wrote it, I must believe in them. And also the fear of the Lord, love for the Lord. All of these four stages, love of people, right? Fear, faith, and love for the Creator, these four stages, they all work together. Even on the smallest degree, it contains all four degrees. And this is how I advance. Until I have no choice, I forcefully enter. We have a very big Kli. We can forcefully insert, let's say, now that soon that we have a Congress, a European Congress, right? We forcefully push our groups to participate in it, to be in it, through workshops around the world, through all of our actions. Everything, well, whether you want to or not, we push push ourselves into it. This way each shall help his friend, as we say. And this is how we advance. Therefore, the fact that I have no fear, well, it will come. Also by the fact that I invest so many forces, well, what am I going to get out of it? Even that same ego that develops, it requires from you that you will advance.
What?
Anyone else?
Rehovot.
Good morning.
From day to day, the feeling of the lack and the fear is being created because we have a lack for the significance of the Congress. What do we need to do for everyone to feel the same fear as the friends from the European CLI?
I'll tell you. We think that America is strong, well, Russia is a bit less strong, and China, it's even stronger than Russia, right? There you have such, and then you have new countries that are kind of jumping, going up, like Iran, Korea, Turkey, and others. We don't understand that the most problematic one is Europe. It is truly the sick part of the entire world. And now it is truly going towards explosion, shattering, distancing. And this is a very big problem. Trump here, in my eyes, is like an angel, truly. He is accelerating the development, just like Bala Sulam writes, not in many places, but he writes about the fact that instead of liberalism comes the development of fascism, and this way the world advances. Whether it wants to or not, it doesn't depend on us. It's our inner nature, our desire. It has to develop this way. Therefore, when we are in such stages of development that are so severe, I might say, we need to do something. We have time for now to prepare ourselves and to prepare the world as much as possible, to spread materials about the future of the world, the good future and the bad future, the way of Torah and the way of suffering. The way of the light is that we connect, and through the reforming light, we draw the reforming light, and this is how we advance. And if not, then we will become fascist countries, as he writes, with everything that we already had in Germany, and even worse. And it will be a general concentration camp for the whole of humanity. Nobody needs all these billions of people. They're completely needless. Humanity will drop into a huge general crisis, into a form of existence of the middle of the previous century, approximately 1960, let's say, where it is hardly alive. There is nothing to eat, nothing to drink, etc., etc. When was there? When did we have such abundance of food and drink in humanity, like as in now? Even though from 2 billion people that we had in the beginning of the 20th century, we jumped into almost 8 billions. How does that happen? We don't understand it. So we are truly on the verge of losing both this surplus of population and also the surplus of food. Look what we have. When did humanity have so much to, you know, so many clothes to wear? And so, what does it come from? If you look, if you go anywhere, there's abundance. How come? And for each one, there's no problem. People come from Africa. You see the way that they're dressed, and everywhere. And everyone relatively has food to eat. Everybody has what to drink. We don't understand where we are. Before, even 100 years ago, it was very difficult for each one relatively to obtain food. So, we are in front of a great crisis that will drop us back, throw us back. And we have to explain this to humanity. This is the path of suffering that Baal Sulam writes about. This is the way that is now standing before us, or the way of the light, the path of connection, the path of love of others, if we want it. Not that through love of others we will share with each other and it will be better for us. People might think this way. Rather, through the path of love of others, we draw the reforming light and it brings the abundance. This is how, therefore, the Congress is very important. It can be a kind of a spiritual breakthrough. In corporeality, of course, we are not going to reach broad areas around us. But spiritually speaking, we will be able to influence many of our friends, men and women, and through them, all of the others that are in their vicinity. Therefore, it is very worthwhile and very important to invest as much as possible. By that, we truly guarantee a bit better future for us, if it is, if it will be good. And it's all in our hands. The ball is in our hands. Köln.
Dear Rav, we are preparing a new Congress in Europe, in Italy. How can we develop a fear for Europe?
Let's hope. I will try to prepare a few more materials to talk about it, how much we all depend, the whole world, on Europe, because Europe is the ideological center of the world. And many, many changes we will soon see in it. We will talk about it in the Congress, maybe even before the Congress. We have to repeat the materials of Baal Sulam, where he writes about the world, the future of the world, and to talk a bit more about what is happening in Europe. These are things that we will see how much they are parallel to what he wrote. Okay? Do we have anything else? Yes?
Good morning. Again, you managed to confuse me. I want to go back to the beginning of the lesson, if possible, about fear. I want to go back to the subject of fear. You managed to confuse me again, and I'm happy about it. But I'm trying to define the concept of fear to myself. I don't understand why I should fear losing the connection to the group or to the Creator.
I cannot explain this to you. Try nevertheless to explain it yourself, by yourself. If your future, as much as it will, you know, it all depends on them, it's in them, the treasure is inside of them, then you are in some periphery somewhere, far away from them, and they also don't pay attention to you so much. If you come, okay. If you don't come, well, okay. Maybe even if you come and you participate and you are on fire, but, you know, it's just an appearance of it. But in truth, it's all not respected and you don't count it. Inside, you're not there. So, you're not close to the treasure. So think about it. If it's, is it precious to you or not? Either you soon finish your corporeal life and you'll like die like a dog, or you will continue and you will see a world in your life to continue with the intention to bestow, to rise to higher and higher dimensions. Please? So the fear should be from the corporeal level of what's going to be with me. I remember what Tao Rabash says. What's going to happen with you? It was unpleasant to hear that. And until you begin to see, well, when will I have love of friends? I invested in it so much and I still don't find myself in it, even a little bit, not at all. I'm willing to leave them. If they tell me now, go somewhere to some nice place on planet Earth and have some good time there, I'm willing, right? Why not? Or I'm going to catch them with my legs and hands and my teeth so long as I cannot be detached from them. Check it out. Accordingly, you're connected to your kli, your spiritual kli, in which you will discover the purpose of life. Is it, if it's important to you, yes. If not, no. How can I explain it to you? Fear is something which is very, very important. It directly works on our will to receive, directly on our desire. Fear is related to the desire, because the desire, the will to receive or the will to bestow, it doesn't matter, is something that we have to fill up, either for reception or bestowal, but to fill it up. And fear, next to it, is the fear of, am I going to fill it up or not? Am I going to fill up the will to receive through reception or filling up the will to bestow with bestow? Fear is always adjacent to that. I have to develop it. Not just that, or we have to achieve the fear. That's according to the importance. Either to whom do I, from whom do I receive, or to whom do I bestow, etc. Think about it more. Okay?
Rechovot.
Rav,
Rav.
I want to say something about Europe, because here there is a question of responsibility. We have the responsibility for all the world in this moment. So I want to ask to the world CLI to don't leave us European sleep. Don't stay quiet, don't stay rest, don't sleep, because we have this responsibility. We have in our hand the responsibility of all the world. So I ask to the world CLI to push us, to send us what they want, to clip, what message, everything we need to awaken. I feel in the Europe a new step. Friends now are trying to connect more. But we need a little pushing from the world clear. Thank you, friends.
Ken, yeah,
it's not a question. The worldly has to open an entire campaign in helping and supporting, warming up the Europeans, show them that we are around them, that they are inside of us, is the main important part. Again, Rehovot.
If Europe is the ideological center of the world, how can we, during the Congress and the connection between us, can advance this ideology to our advancement and the role of humanity, and what is the role of our European friends?
Guys, I want to say just one thing. What are you expecting me to hear answers for those questions? Why aren't you scouring, digging through our sources that I'm also feeding on? I'm not receiving telegrams and SMS and emails from above. WhatsApps, yeah? I learned this word. What's up? And that's why I'm asking you. Why are you asking me? Come, prepare material about our this time, how special it is, what we have to do, in what way, the world clee with Europe, who is now inside of it. We never had such a thing during the times of Baal Sulam or the time of Rabash. No one spoke about it. No one wrote about it. Please, write. Think. Send it here. We'll look into it. We'll compose something. What are you asking about every detail? Do it together. Work. Shamir.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question. What is the action and what kind of fear do I need if I want to reach faith in the Creator?
What kind of fear and action is required?
If I want to attain faith of the Creator after the state of fear.
Fear has to be as a result of what you're drawn to, what you want to do. When I want to reach something and I see that I can't reach it, then fear begins to develop. Otherwise, what is the fear? I'm just afraid? I'm afraid of attaining or not attaining something, of doing something or not being able to do it. That's why he's saying, first you have to have love of friends. I see how much I'm able or unable to be in it. From that, fear develops in me.
There are two concepts, fear and awe. So I want to clarify something. Is there a difference that in fear there is no love of the Creator, and in awe I do?
I understand fear is seemingly wider, deeper, more spiritual concept, this trepidation. Fear is just something, sounds like something beastly. No, I'm afraid of who's afraid or scared, like a regular person or a dog is afraid of something. That's how we think. But in truth, in many places, in many of the sources, they use this fear, this word fear, instead of trepidation or... But to say exactly what is the right definition, trepidation belongs to a kind of fear that is awakened by the reforming light. But again, It's not that big of a problem. The feeling is the same. Trepidation is deeper, it's more connected to the source, nevertheless. Yes. We have many guests. I have to allow everyone to ask.
Good morning, our beloved Rav. From time to time, I acquire greater awe or fear when I'm asking you questions. The connection in the group. You use these terms. How do I connect the friends? I bring them a glass of water, a chair, a pillow. Time passes by. The matter gets weary and tired. So what is it?
אנחנו צריכים להגיע למצב שנקרא כמוך.
We have to reach a state that is called like you, like yourself. Just like I, when I'm thirsty, I think, how can I provide myself a glass of water? Similarly, I need to relate to the friend. Not that I have to feel what he is feeling. I have not reached that state. I'm not coming out of my vessels, out of my will to receive, that I will see what's in his heart. We're not connected like that just yet. Nevertheless, I need to think, what is he lacking so that I will provide it to him? What does it mean that he's lacking and I will provide it to him? First, I want to provide it to him, and I want to provide him with everything, and then I'm looking for what he needs. Not like here. Oh, he's missing something. We'll ensure that he doesn't lack that. Love covers all transgressions. The love has to be even before I feel a certain need in him. Because typically, I talk to people and they say, yeah, he's missing nothing. Thank God everybody has what they need. Everything is good. This is because the feeling is not developed sufficiently, a feeling of love. Because if you have the feeling of love, like a baby, like a grandchild, then you're looking for what you can give him that will give him pleasure. And that's the attitude towards a friend.
How do I, in time, bring a new quality to this glass of water?
It's with the addition of love, nothing more. We can't measure it, but surely we'll be able to feel who's giving you the glass.
Thank you so much, Rav.
Now you're local. From the guests, no one?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. This article is very interesting. It scrutinizes things by order, and it reaches love through fear and awe. It's a very clear mechanism here. Therefore, in our study, we encountered different mechanism. Let's say another mechanism that starts with prayer, faith, and exertion, or what we learn in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Every time, it's a different mechanism. So how do we connect those different mechanisms? And in every mechanism, it has a very particular order of things. So how do we organize it that now I read that article and I move to another mechanism internally, or I have to come back to love? How do we organize within us all those things?
In each degree, in each stage, you have the same mechanism. It's like a partsuf, where every sfira is divided into more and more and more. Eti, meaning the acronym of Emunat, Tfilah, Yegiah, faith, prayer, and exertion is a necessary thing. Without faith, you can't move anywhere. What is faith? That you come here and hear a few words, you are already activating faith. Faith meaning that you're opening your ears and you're willing to listen. If you don't believe, you have no faith, meaning that you have no faith that you'll hear something good to you, you don't open your ears. So you have to have fear. Even on this level. Then later it grows until it comes to spiritual faith. Where I begin to have faith in what is above my nature. I receive knowledge, impressions, exciting things, fulfillments above my own nature, meaning not according to the ego, but already according to the nature of bestowal. Now, when I'm in such faith, I must have prayer. Must pray. Without which I won't be able to digest that which I want to attain. And the force of faith is obtained by the force of prayer, because faith is already in order to bestow, and prayer is in order to receive this force from the reforming light. And labor, exertion has to be, because it comes out by itself, what I'm trying to say. It's not that I have to, in advance, know all these formulas exactly. What is he trying to say? Why love thy friend as yourself is the great rule of Torah, the collective. Why? Because if I'm following this rule, I constantly press it, I want to realize that it automatically brings me forward. I don't need to be smart. Now I have to activate the force of faith. Now it's the force of prayer. Now it's the force of exertion. Now I have to go from love to fear, from fear to faith, from faith to love of the Creator. No. It will all unfold by itself. Only press the one thing. This is what Rabbi Akiva said. Okay? Rehovot again. What's happening with them? Someone came to them. Yeah, who's with you?
Мы обращаемся к Европе и предлагаем какие-то новые отношения или.
We are addressing Europe. We offer new relationship, new approaches.
Ихнее взаимодействие что тут с нами. И вот тут вопрос.
Or the way they participate with us should be one way or another. And the question is, how much can we convey anything to them? Are we experienced enough? And does Europe participate enough with us in this matter?
We are in great effort to organize Europe, and Europe is in a great deal of effort to organize itself. This time, at least me, I don't know about you, but I feel to what extent they truly wish to succeed in the connection between them, in organizing towards the Congress, and going through it in the most cohesive an effective manner. Eh? Effective. To give it in this way to the whole world, truly. So it's not like we're coming and we want to shake them up. God forbid. We're not Trump. We are coming to Europe in order to shake the world together with them. So it would wake up a little bit towards the coming states that could be very difficult, and who really wants that? And that's why we're coming. I think Europeans today are trying very hard. I never expected of them such a level of assembling and of exerting effort, trying. We're now entering the 2 weeks before the Congress. In 2 weeks, we're going to be in the Congress. And I see that almost 400 people already signed up, registered, which is a lot for Europe. Let's hope that more and more will come. I think by that we're already mitigating all of our future, and we're bringing ourselves closer to revelation. Ultimately, what do we want? We want the force of bestowal to be revealed in us, which is the Creator, mutual bestowal. Let's try.
Moving on to the study of the Ten Sefirot, no? What? Either the peace in the world or the writings of the last generation. No, the entire introduction. We can skip that. There is the introduction, part one, where he talks about the world crisis and...
Let's see that.